One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the quiet town of Southington, Connecticut, nestled among the suburban homes and tree-lined streets, there stands a house that was once the epicenter of a terrifying and controversial haunting. In the mid-1980s, the Snedeker family, struggling with the illness of their eldest son, Philip, moved into what they believed would be a new beginning. They never could have imagined that the house they had chosen, once a funeral home, would become the site of one of the most infamous hauntings in modern American history. It was 1986 when Alan and Carmen Snedeker packed up their belongings and moved their family from upstate New York to Connecticut. Their son Philip had been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and the family needed to be closer to the hospital where he was receiving treatment. The large, old house they found in Southington seemed perfect, spacious, affordable, and conveniently located near the hospital. But almost from the moment they arrived, the family sensed that something wasn't quite right about the house. At first, it was little more than an unsettling feeling, a vague sense that they weren't alone. The air in the house seemed heavy, oppressive, as if it carried the weight of some unseen force. As they unpacked, they discovered remnants of the building's past, strange equipment in the basement, a mortuary table, and an odd drainage system. It was then that the family learned the house had once been a funeral home. The basement had been used to prepare bodies for burial, a fact that would take on new significance in the coming weeks. It started small, as these things often do. Strange sounds echoed through the house. Whispers that seemed to come from the walls. Footsteps pacing the floors late at night. Lights would flicker for no reason, even though the wiring in the house had been recently updated. And then there were the cold spots. The family would walk from room to room and suddenly feel an icy chill, as though they had stepped into the heart of winter. These cold spots had no logical explanation. The heating system worked fine, and the drafts that sometimes came through the windows weren't enough to account for the sudden drop in temperature. But still, they brushed these things aside. It was an old house, after all. Old houses had quirks. But soon, the activity became harder to ignore. Philip, already weakened by his illness, began to experience something far more sinister. He told his parents about strange figures he could see moving through the house. Shadowy forms that would appear and disappear in the blink of an eye. At first, his parents attributed it to the stress of his illness and the powerful medications he was taking. But Philip was adamant. These weren't hallucinations. There were people in the house, and they weren't alive. As the days passed, Philip's behavior began to change. The once mild-mannered boy grew angry and violent, lashing out at his siblings and parents. He would spend hours alone in his room, muttering to himself in a voice that didn't seem like his own. The family grew increasingly alarmed, especially as the strange occurrences in the house intensified. Doors would slam shut on their own, objects would be found moved from one room to another, and a foul odor, like rotting flesh, would occasionally fill the air. Philip's condition worsened. He claimed that the figures were becoming more aggressive. They would whisper to him, telling him terrible things, filling his head with violent thoughts. He spoke of being held down by unseen hands, unable to move or breathe. And then, one night, as the family was gathered in the living room, they heard a loud crash from Philip's room. Rushing upstairs, they found him thrashing on his bed, his eyes wild with terror. His bed, they would later report, had been levitating several inches off the floor. Fearing for their son's safety, the Snedekers sought help. They turned to doctors, hoping that there might be a medical explanation for Philip's increasingly erratic behavior. But the doctors could find nothing physically wrong with him. His cancer treatments, though difficult, were not known to cause the kind of psychological symptoms he was experiencing. Desperate, the family contacted their pastor, who suggested that the house itself might be the problem. He mentioned the possibility of a haunting, a notion that the family had been reluctant to entertain. But as the strange occurrences continued, they began to wonder if there might be some truth to it. Philip's condition became so severe that he was eventually removed from the home and placed in a hospital for observation. Meanwhile, the rest of the family continued to experience terrifying phenomena. Carmen, Philip's mother, reported feeling as though she were being touched by invisible hands, sometimes gently, but other times with a force that left bruises on her skin. Alan, the father, claimed that he would wake up in the middle of the night to find dark figures standing at the foot of his bed, their eyes glowing in the darkness. The situation was becoming unbearable. The family feared for their lives and the lives of their children. It was then that they decided to reach out to Ed and Lorraine Warren, the renowned paranormal investigators who had gained fame for their work on other high-profile hauntings. The Warrens agreed to investigate the house and arrived in Southington ready to uncover the truth. From the moment they stepped inside, Lorraine Warren claimed to sense the presence of multiple spirits, restless, malevolent entities that had been drawn to the house's dark history as a funeral home. She believed that the rituals performed in the house, particularly the preparation of bodies for burial, had left a psychic stain on the property, opening a doorway for demonic forces to enter. The spirits, she said, were not human. They were something darker, something far more dangerous. The Warrens conducted a thorough investigation, documenting the events as they unfolded. They claimed that during their time in the house, they witnessed objects moving on their own, doors slamming shut with no one near them, and strange noises echoing from the basement. Lorraine described feeling an overwhelming sense of evil whenever she entered certain parts of the house, particularly the basement where the mortuary equipment was still stored. The Warrens concluded that the house was infested with demonic entities and that these entities had targeted the Snedeker family, particularly Philip, whose vulnerability due to his illness made him an easy target for possession. They recommended that the house be exorcised, and over the course of several weeks, they performed a series of blessings and exorcisms in an attempt to cleanse the property. But the exorcisms did not seem to have an immediate effect. The activity continued unabated, and the family remained terrified. There were reports of family members being scratched and bitten by unseen forces. And Carmen described an instance where she was physically assaulted by a demonic entity. Despite the Warrens' efforts, it seemed as though the forces within the house were too powerful to be banished so easily. Finally, after enduring months of torment, the Snedeker family made the difficult decision to leave the house. They packed up their belongings and moved away, hoping that distance would free them from the horrors they had experienced. Once they left, the activity ceased, and the family was finally able to find some peace. In the years that followed, the story of the haunting in Connecticut gained national attention. It was documented in the book In a Dark Place, written by Ray Garten, based on interviews with the Snedeker family and the Warrens. The case was also featured on television programs and eventually became the inspiration for the 2009 film The Haunting in Connecticut. The film took creative liberties with the story, but at its core remained the same terrifying tale of a family tormented by forces beyond their control. Not everyone, however, was convinced. Skeptics questioned the validity of the Snedekers' claims, suggesting that the family may have exaggerated or even fabricated the events for financial gain. Ray Garten himself later expressed doubts about the consistency of the family's story, stating that there were significant discrepancies in their accounts. Some investigators who visited the house after the Snedekers left reported no paranormal activity, leading them to believe that the haunting may have been more fiction than fact. Despite the skepticism, the Snedeker family has remained steadfast in their account of what happened in that house. For them, the haunting was real, a nightmare that they lived through and barely survived. Whether the events were the result of paranormal forces, psychological trauma, or something else entirely, the haunting in Connecticut remains one of the most famous and debated cases in the annals of American paranormal history. As the years have passed, the house in Sethington has changed hands several times. Subsequent owners have reported no unusual activity, and the house has returned to being just another home in a quiet neighborhood. But for those who remember the Snedeker family's ordeal, it will always be more than just a house. It will be a place where the boundaries between the living and the dead were blurred, where darkness took hold, and where a family was forever changed.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.